Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, October 4th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Olmec Colossal Heads. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of knowledge found within the archives of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we are going to explore one of the most intriguing remnants of Mesoamerican history, the Olmec Colossal Heads. Grab your headphones, take a seat, and let's journey back in time to unravel the mystery of these giant stone heads that have piqued the curiosity of historians and archaeologists alike. The Olmec civilization is considered one of the earliest complex societies in Mesoamerica, flourishing on the Gulf Coast of what is now southern Mexico from around 1400 to 400 BCE. They are often recognized by their remarkable art style and architectural achievements, with none being more iconic than the colossal heads. To begin, let's paint a picture of what these heads actually are. The Olmec colossal heads are stone representations of human heads sculpted from single basalt boulders. They range in height for approximately 1.17 to 3.4 meters, or about 4 to 11 feet, and can weigh up to a staggering 50 tons. That's about the weight of 7 or 8 elephants. Just imagine the raw physical labor required to not only carve, but also transport these massive pieces of art. According to studies, the Olmecs often transported the stones up to 150 kilometers from the source of the basalt. What do these heads represent, you ask? Well, they are believed to be likenesses of Olmec rulers. Each head is unique, boasting specific facial features, headgear, and often a stern expression, suggesting they were detailed portraits. This level of detail provides a glimpse into the political and religious spirals of the Olmec society. We can only speculate on whether these heads were meant to deify living rulers, memorialize the deceased, or perhaps both. Now, here's a thought-provoking question for you. What might the creation of these massive sculptures tell us about the Olmec civilization? Consider the amount of resources, organization, and labor involved. It suggests a society with a powerful hierarchical structure. Was this artistic endeavor fueled by devotion, pride, or political obligation? It's fascinating to think about how art and power intertwined thousands of years ago. In total, 17 such heads have been discovered in 4 major Olmec sites: San Lorenzo, La Venta, Tres Zapotes, and Laguna de los Cerros. San Lorenzo alone, which was a major Olmec center, produced 10 of these heads. Each site provides valuable context that helps us understand their cultural significance within the realm of the Olmec civilization. One interesting tidbit is the source of the massive basalt boulders used to create these gigantic sculptures. These were most likely quarried from the Sierra de los Tuxtlas, a volcanic mountain range in the Mexican state of Veracruz. Analysis shows that the distinctive basalt was specifically sought out for these creations, evoking questions about the symbolic importance these materials might have held. But how did they transport these mammoth stones across such treacherous terrain? Theories suggest that a combination of logs as rollers and waterways for flotation may have been utilized. Yet this remains a topic of active debate among archaeologists and historians. The exact methods are still shrouded in mystery, hinting at a surprisingly advanced level of logistical capability for the time. Upon reaching their destination, the carving process would have begun. Using harder stone tools, the Olmecs meticulously sculpted each head, focusing on specific celebrity-like features, an endeavor likely requiring years to complete. It is thought-provoking how through each chisel and stroke, the intricate dedication to human likeness shines, encapsulating stories we can only imagine. Here's another question to ponder. Knowing the enormous effort involved in creating and moving these heads, what motivated such monumental undertakings? Was it solely an expression of power and divinity? Or did it also serve as a cautionary tale to neighboring communities of the Olmec's substantial influence? Fast forward to the modern era, the 19th and 20th centuries, when these colossal heads were rediscovered. At first, described as mysterious findings, they have since become vital to Mesoamerican archaeology, illustrating both the Olmecs' artistic genius and the depth of their cultural and social dynamics. In closing, the Olmec colossal heads are more than just ancient sculptures. They stand as remarkable records of an early civilization's ability to conceive and execute grand artistic visions. They beg us to think deeply about our own societies, what we choose to build, and what symbols we believe are worth the effort. I challenge you to explore these questions and reflect on the monumental achievements of our own time that will live on for future generations. Thank you for joining me, Aloy, on this episode of Wikipodia. Until next time, keep your minds open, your ideas grand, and remember, every stone holds a story waiting to be told.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Olmec Colossal Heads. Thanks for listening. See you next time.